It's really interesting because I'm going to talk to our next guest, and it's something I've been wanting to find out for some time. Because have you heard about the Mossman Botanical Gardens? A lot of people have, but as I've sort of gone around the traps and keeping my ear to the ground, as I do as a journalist, always want to know if something's happening or bubbling away. And people have said, oh, the Mossman Botanical Gardens will be great, but I think they've stopped it now. I don't think it's going ahead. And other people have said, yeah, it's going ahead. It'll be fantastic. And I'm going, but when's the action going to start? So we got John Sullivan here, and John knows all about it. He's a horticulturalist, and he also knows about the botanical gardens. It's close to his heart, and he joins me right now. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
So where are we standing with the botanical gardens in Mossman?
With the botanic gardens, we've been working very hard over the last 10 years. It started with a small group who really wanted to see Mossman start to thrive and start to grow in its own right. And they worked very, very hard and managed to get a federal grant for $1.4 million. Now, that got the land purchased, which is opposite the Mossman markets. And so we've got 50 acres of land right in the middle of Mossman. But to continue that on, they had a $200,000 grant for a master plan. And I sort of became involved around that time with the purchase of the land, as chairman of the Mossman Botanic Gardens. And we've continued on with that master plan, and we've now completed that a couple of years ago. And we're really looking to look at how we fund it and continue on our strategic plan. So currently we have a land care grant working on the Coobity Creek, which is the backdrop to the Mossman Botanic Gardens, and how we're going to restore that creek.
And also, so she's not there yet, but she's getting close. Is that what you're saying to me?
Exactly. So, you know, we really looked at do we start with a little bit of money and do bits and pieces, and without all the major earthworks, we sort of looked at that as being a bit of a disaster because things would stop and start. So we wanted to really get a large amount of funding and get the project started properly. So I really didn't want it to be a big hole in the ground like, you know, the old Havana site in Port Douglas.
Yeah.
You know, and that became really important that we actually do this right. You know, we stand to create about 120 jobs in Mossman, and then the multiplier effect from that would be, you know, another couple of hundred jobs in the community. It really is a huge project.
It is, and it sounds fantastic because, look, if you look at Mossman, it's a wonderful place. It's a sleepy place, though, we have to say. It can be a little bit sleepy. And what happens is tourists up here that don't know the region go to Mossman Gorge and they go, oh, that's all that's happening in Mossman. Let's move on. Where in actual fact, it'd be lovely to have that botanical gardens as an extra, an adjunct to what we have already, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Look, the Mossman Botanic Garden doesn't replace anything, doesn't stop you from going to the rainforest. We really want to create a rainforest garden out of Australian native rainforest plants.
Beautiful.
So it's quite unique in that. We're not actually creating a rainforest. You need to go to the gorge. You still need to go to Daintree. You still need to do that extra stuff. What we'd love to see is a beautiful space that other businesses can come and work in. So say the wedding industry, other tourism groups. We're in the business of setting up a botanic garden and running a world-class botanic garden. We see the function of that botanic garden is also providing facilities for other businesses to come in and join in. So ultimately, you know, there might be indigenous tours and those sorts of things, but that's not the job for the botanic gardens to run.
No.
So we add on to that.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Now, I did hear at one stage, you remember when the Mossman Mill was going through, when the government gave them $20 million and all of that? I heard that, and you can confirm or deny this, but I heard that the Botanical Gardens was put on the back burner at that stage because all of the focus had to be on the Mossman Mill. Is that true to any extent?
Not really. I think when we actually copped a lot of criticism early on about the new nursing home, that we were stealing funding from the new nursing home. And they're actually all different buckets of money.
They are.
So the government's got all these different separate things. So the Mossman Mill is really critical for a continued economy in Mossman.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's something that obviously it did become critical. And of course, it would have taken some attention from us at the time. But ultimately, we also recognised that we needed to be part of making sure the mill was secure and we had a future going forward.
Yes, because if you're going to create jobs with the botanical gardens, and there'll be jobs over there, good stuff for everybody.
That's right. And we really, we do offer an alternative for jobs, but we're also in the agricultural and horticultural industries. You know, and that's a really important part to look at. We really want to look at indigenous and bush food. We want to look at international food and fibre. So it's all those, that research that could come out of the Mossman Botanic Gardens can bleed into our economy and keep the agricultural side of Mossman ticking over.
Could you see any products coming out of it? Is that what you're talking about? Bush tucker or anything like that coming out of it? Herbs or something that would be a little business on the side?
There is so many when we start to open this can of worms. So one of the things as a horticulturalist I'm really fascinated by is the genetic potential of our rainforest plants that we don't use in horticulture in our main streets or in our plantings. Part of the charter of the Australian Tropical Herbarium is to domesticate native species. And that we do that by growing out the seedlings and growing out plants and seeing how they grow in the open as opposed to in a rainforest. So part of the work that we'd like to do with the Australian Tropical Herbarium is to deliver some of these species. And I have a weird little fascination with finding variegated plants, you know, plants with yellow splotches on the leaves or pink splotches on the leaves.
Why?
Well, I find them, you know, everybody wants colour in the tropics in the landscape, but there's not very many native plants in our rainforest that display a lot of colour. So to find Australian native plants that have had a genetic mutation and that we can then grow out as human beings, like all cordylines only exist because of human beings. We've selected them. So to do that with some other Australian native plants gives us a variety of plants we could use in our streetscapes that are still native. We don't have to import lots of colour and that sort of stuff. So I still see there's a function for exotic plants, but also we haven't even tested our native stuff. And that's what's so exciting to me.
Yeah. And look, everybody, there's so many gardeners in Australia. You just got to take these gardening shows or any other, you know, Costa's coming up for the gardening thing. You open the Botanic Gardens there, you are going to open up an attraction that is, the gates, people will be filing through the gates to see these botanical gardens. Because gardeners are like this, they love seeing other gardens.
We recognise that one of the highest revisitation types of tourist attractions are botanic gardens. Yeah. People want to come back and see how they've grown, what's changed, what the displays are. And that's how we've designed the master plan for the Botanic Gardens with about 19 focus gardens. And that would include orchid houses for native, rare Australian native species. The main thing we want to start with is the wetlands and the lakes and the visitor centre, which would give us an amazing display of native Australian water lilies. And that's something that is so unexplored, and the herbarium is really just getting into them now. But we've got so many varieties. We could make that look really smick within about 18 months of getting started. So that's one of the ways we could really actually get something happening. So, and just to give a bit more background, I mean, we're a not-for-profit organisation. We're not run by council or by government. We hope to be funded initially by some government grants. But once we get the gates opened, you can be a member of Mossman Botanic Gardens, and that funding helps fund the system. But the tourists that come through the gate into the collections area, they would largely help fund the actual running of the Botanic Gardens. And we've worked off some of the figures from the Mossman Gorge and how many people would come through the gate. So we could actually fund ourselves quite well once we can get the gates open. And that's not counting, say, wedding facilities, all these other stuff that you can actually do in botanic concerts, functions.
I didn't think of that. Concerts in the Botanic Garden, of course.
So we could attract opera. We could do all those wonderful things in the Botanic Gardens that help fund it. We also have two fabulous galleries, which we would like to have, an Eastern Gugulangi art gallery. But we'd also desperately to get Betty Hinton, who's a botanical artist up in Daintree, to get her collection into the Mossman Botanic Gardens.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
She's an absolutely fabulous artist and a great woman, and it'd be great to have her. She's actually currently painting the 40 ancient flowering plants of Australia. So to be able to work that collection into the Botanic Gardens would be phenomenal.
It would be. We're talking with John Sullivan from the Mossman Botanical Gardens. You mentioned there that you could have concerts. Maybe John Farnham can do his last ever concert there.
Well, you know, I reckon we've got quite a while before we have to have that one. Yeah, there'll be a few more tours coming back, won't there?
Yeah, I don't know, you know, but he has to do the last one eventually.
Well, absolutely. So we could definitely cater for that.
All right, the last question, I guess, is, well, second last question. When will we see this? When will we see the very, you know, open the gates? Folks, come on in.
Yeah, if we...
Ballpark.
Yeah, ballpark. If we got funding tomorrow, it would take us about 2 years to get it open.
Okay, so we'll work that out, yep.
So we're asking for actually quite small amounts. We see if we had $10 million from federal government, $10 million from state, and $10 million philanthropically.
Yep.
We could really put this together as a $30 million package to start.
Have you spoken to Warren Entsch?
We have spoken a lot to Warren Entsch, who's been fantastic
for
a very long time.
He'd be behind this 100%. So he seems to have a bucket of money, but maybe we need another election to get more buckets of money.
Yeah, look, we're working with Warren on a few other grants at the moment to get us a bit more shovel ready.
Yep.
So we're hoping that we'll get a grant through which will allow us to design the visitor centre and the wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
Once we've got that, then we're really ready to get started.
Great. So if we're looking at it, maybe 2022, 23.
Yeah, look, that would be fantastic. You know, and we're hopeful. We've been working on this for 10 years already.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit like the pause for clause thing and all those ones.
Do you ever feel like, you know, oh, this is all too hard?
Yeah, and I think they've really got to stand up and realise the economic benefit to our regional community.
Of course.
It's a huge economic benefit for Mossman, and it also does provide a backstop for the mill if there's any problems that we can't solve.
That'll be fantastic. And the very last question, what would you like to say to the residents of the Douglas Shire about your botanic gardens? What is something you'd like to get across, the message?
This is a community organisation. You can be part of the Mossman Botanic Gardens by becoming a member. So go to our website, mossmanbotanicgardens.com.au. Get involved. Have a look at the wonderful fly-through for the master plan to have a look at the vision. And just get involved. Become a member. Support us.
John, thanks for coming in and good luck with this. And as we, with the radio station here, well, what's the progression with you? And we're very happy to be there to do the opening.
Fantastic.
Live on Fab FM. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That would be fantastic.
Good on you, John.
Thanks, Paul.
I can see you're passionate about it, and obviously your members are very passionate. And I suppose, too, we really have to acknowledge the volunteers, the people that help out with this, who are ready and raring to go.
Well, absolutely. Everybody's a volunteer at the moment. So they've done such a fantastic job over the whole 10 years, the whole group.
Good on you, John. Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you.